Hello, Daniel Barnett here, and welcome to episode 47 of Employment Law Matters. I'm joined today by Andrew Burns, QC of Devereux Chambers, who's actually a very old friend of mine. We've known each other for about 30 years. And Andrew's going to be giving a little preview of the webinar that he's doing next Tuesday, the 21st of April, on employment status. Andrew specializes in complex commercial, employment, and industrial disputes, particularly injunctions. He's acted for many huge employers in recent years. Two of his cases were included last year in Personnel Today's six employment law decisions that will shape 2019, and he's often seen in many of the leading cases. Andrew is going to be one of the 28 barristers whose brain you will have the opportunity to pick starting on Monday, the 20th of April, if you join me by registering at www.employmentwebinars.co.uk. 28 barristers, 28 webinars, 28 subjects in 14 days, with £10,000 being donated to the Free Representation Unit.
Welcome to Employment Law Matters with Barrister Daniel Barnett.
Andrew Burns, good morning.
Morning, Daniel. Yes, we have known each other nearly 30 years. That's a bit of a frightening prospect, isn't it?
It really is, but you wear it a lot better than I do. What I'd like to do is just ask you a couple of things about what's big in employment status law at the moment. Now, back in the day when we used to study employment status, the big case was ready-mixed concrete. Does that still represent the law, or have things moved on?
Well, I think that's one of the subjects that we need to look carefully at in the webinars to come, because in some ways, 1968, that ready mixed concrete case is still the touchstone. Now, there's lots and lots of cases that we've had since then, and some in the fairly recent past, but the essentials are still there. We require service to be personal. The actual person needs to be providing that service. There needs to be some mutuality of obligation, an obligation of the employer to provide work, the obligation of the employee to do the work. And then what's really developed over the years is the mixed test of lots of factors to be considered. Is it consistent or inconsistent with employment? Quite a lot of it might be said to be policy driven, but what we need to look at is where's the policy leave the legislation today? Because really, the test of employment status for employment lawyers, it is principally about who has protection and who doesn't, and who has protection for unfair dismissal purposes, who has protection for other things like wages and so forth. So it's a very interesting question. The fundamentals have not changed, but there are so many different sorts of workers and employees now, so many different sort of circumstances that weren't even thought about when that person put on his ready-mixed concrete uniform on back in 1968.
Well, one of the ways we've seen this exemplified recently is in the Uber decision. Andrew, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, it's an interesting modern example of how the new type of worker in the gig economy hits the old buffers of the worker-employee distinction. And there was a split in the Court of Appeal between distinguished employer lawyers about whether the Uber contract genuinely represented the reality of the deal between Uber and Uber drivers, or was some sort of artifice or sham in order to prevent Uber drivers getting employment protection. And that is the hot topic of the day. That's going up to the Supreme Court, and we've got other gig economy cases which have gone either way, Addison Lee and Deliveroo. And we need to be discussing, well, what's the difference? Why is it that some gig economy workers are in and others are not?
Andrew, thank you so much. It's been great speaking to you, and I'm really looking forward to your webinar on Tuesday, the 21st of April at 3 p.m. People can subscribe to that and 27 other barristers talking about 27 other topics at www.employmentwebinars.co.uk. That was Andrew Burns, QC from Devereux Chambers. Andrew, just before you go, one last question for you. What's the one thing you're hoping nobody asks you during the Q&A session?
Oh, that's a humdinger, Daniel. Well, I suppose the question is, on employers, if a genuinely self-employed person who works themselves and controls their own hours and holidays and business expenses, how on earth does that business work out what their working time is, whether they're being paid the national minimum wage and whether they're on a paid holiday or they're just taking a day off and not working? How do you control a worker, I suppose, is the question, without them becoming an employee?
That was Andrew Burns, QC from Devereux Chambers. And do join us, employmentwebinars.co.uk. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Daniel Barnett from Outer Temple Chambers. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Any information on this podcast is for general guidance only. Always seek legal advice. Please see full terms at www.danielbarnett.co.uk/podcast-terms.